Stan, let's talk about, first of all, the anomaly that you've kind of identified off the northeast coast of the United States going up into the Newfoundland area.
All right. Well, the anomaly comes from an analysis that I make every day of the Navy's sea surface temperature variations. What I do is I look for things that are anomalous, too high or too low a temperature on the sea surface in the last 24 hours. Now, I normally use this to forecast earthquakes from 0 to 5 days in advance. But this time, I've put up on the on our website at standao.com, people go in there and look at the first page under the hot headlines. It'll say Coast to Coast AM Talking Points, and they can follow along with what we're going to be mentioning here about this anomaly.
And Stan, let me spell your last name for everyone. You do that. You know, no one knows it better than you.
It's standeyo .com. And if you get to there and go inside the site, you'll see the hot headlines, kind of a flaming lettering there, and just right underneath is where you click for the Coast to Coast topics. And we've got movies, animations of this spot, how it's built over the last 2 weeks for you to pull down, and some stills and various things that we'll talk about as the night progresses.
Well, Stan, yeah, and we've seen like 200,000 people evacuated, and Holly, in your book, you know, Dare to Prepare, she talks about flooding being the most costly of all natural disasters. So we're seeing this in real time, in living color, and you've identified this anomaly. And have you ever seen anything like this in the Northeast before?
Yes, but it's been about, 1999. In fact, if you'll go to that, folks that are on the computer, if you go to the page that I told you, at the very bottom, you'll see a bunch of yellow and blue images with in one picture, and it'll go from 2006 down to 1998. And the reason I put that in there is to show people the change in temperature over a two-week period, say from 29th of June back to the 15th of June, in each of those years, to give you an idea of what we are today and what it looked like back in 1999 when Hurricane Floyd, later in the year around September, hit New York and really did a lot of damage. In fact, Holly's put a link up on that page to coastal storms and hurricanes, New York City hurricane history, and in there it gives you a map showing that it's been about 50 years since a bunch of hurricanes decided to visit New York. And so the last time was 1999, when we see a similar pattern of what we're seeing now. In fact, it was a bigger heated area off Nova Scotia and off the New York, New England coast. It's a huge warming area in 1999. Now, we've got heating in that area again this year, but it's very focused, a very intense, narrow line coming out from, from New York straight out into the Atlantic. And there, what you can't see on the bottom pictures there, which are showing the anomaly variations in 2006, but you can see at the top of the page in the movie, is that this year we have a huge cold spot up in Canada over the lakes there, which is helping to fuel a tremendous weather engine. The way weather is made is you have hot and cold areas over land or ocean. And between these two, there is an exchange of energy. And with Coriolis forces, the spin of the Earth, it can generate some tremendous hurricanes and tornadoes and tropical storms. But what we're seeing now is a very intense separation of hot and cold, the extreme that our graphs at the Navy have catered for. Like plus and minus 6 degrees Celsius. And 2 degrees Celsius difference is enough over a planet. Planet-wide to cause an ice age to form. So we're seeing a very localized 12 degree centigrade differential over the New England states and part of Canada.
Do you think, too, this is why Allstate and some of the other insurance agencies have not so quietly decided no longer to provide insurance for specific areas? In other words, do you think, Stan, the insurance companies are privy to a lot of information that the general public might not be privy to, or,
Oh, sure.
And based on what they're doing, it would It would seem, at least to me, that they are worried and they know something's up and something's coming, and they want to limit their liability as quickly as possible.
Well, I'm sure if you talk to them, they would say, look, it's nothing personal. It's just business. We want to keep in business. But
that's like the undertaker saying, hey, I don't have to worry about running out of business as long as there's someone, that needs their services.
Yeah.
What does this mean? I mean, what should we be looking for in the coming weeks? Because, the intensity is pretty dramatic. And then when we get to the Gulf of Mexico, I want you to deal with that next. Because, again, from the amount of coloring on your illustrations, it appears like the temperatures are incredibly extreme.
Look, all these things are integrated. Nothing is isolated. This superheating, this anomalous heating up in the northwestern Atlantic we're talking about, what I show in my maps is the deviation or, the anomaly over the normal temperatures. That is not like the temperature map down at the Gulf we'll talk about a bit, because that's telling the anomaly down in its area, which is at hotter temperatures. I think we're going to see months of severe hurricanes and tropical storms this year. And I think that they're going to move up, at least one or two of them are going to move up toward the New England states and possibly hit New York based on statistics. And if the insurance companies have been keeping good stats, and I'm sure they have, in their underwriting departments, they'd be looking at this and saying, look, the likelihood is very high that we're going to get hit this year on the New England coast. And flooding, as you have said, is a very bad thing. And a lot of the people up in that area aren't even insured for flood already. Some thought they didn't need to because it didn't flood very often. They've been there, 20, 30 years and hadn't flooded, so they don't buy it. It's going to hurt us a lot. The flooding is not over, as you said. And I think for the next couple of weeks we're going to see storms holding over that area, not going elsewhere, because that big wall of hot air coming up off the ocean air is forming like a curtain or a shield and forcing circulation of weather over Eastern Canada and the Northeast United States. So anyway, people can get an animation and see how quickly this has built in the last 2 weeks. I've got a close-up animation and a planetary animation, and you'll see there's no place on the Earth at the moment, the last 2 weeks, that has accelerated the heat pattern over the water as rapidly as that we're talking about up off the New England coast and up near Nova Scotia.
Now let's jump to the Gulf of Mexico, okay, because you're saying over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a sudden heating. Describe that for the listeners, if you will.
Well, this is interesting because in May this year, they had a different scale for this map. The AVHRR satellite, which they used to get this data, they had a scale that went from 15 degrees to, I think it was 30 degrees Celsius. And the 30 was the darkest red, fiery color, and 15 was the cool kind of, blue. Well, at the end of May, they said, whoops, this isn't going to cut it. We've got to change to a different scale. We'll go to 22 to 32 or something in that region. And the reason is because they could see the temperatures were going to go higher than they'd ever had to use on the scale. So they had to increase the scale by 2 degrees centigrade.